Well, I think, for me, one of the things that I really recommend is reading books to give you a bigger view of God. And A.W. Tozer's classic, The Knowledge of the Holy, maybe the most influential nonfiction book besides God's Word itself in my life. I read as a young Christian and have gone back and reread. The Knowledge of the Holy, it's about the attributes of God. J.I. Packer's book, Knowing God. John Piper's book, Desiring God. Similar titles. Chuck Colson's book, Loving God. All of the, each very different, but God-centered, God-saturated. I think for CEOs, okay, so God is the CEO of the universe. He's the creator. He is sovereign. He permits things within his realm. You actually have a taste of that. You permit certain things within your realm. You give freedoms and liberties. And sometimes they pay off as people make good decisions, and sometimes they don't as people make bad decisions. So to a limited degree, you know what it's like to be a God with a lowercase g. You're never the God. You are not the creator. But God has made you in his image to rule. Rule the earth. I mean, all human beings have dominion. That means to rule. God made us to rule over a realm. He gave Adam and Eve a realm to have dominion over. Every homeowner or every dad, every husband has a realm that he's been granted authority over. And so what happens between the walls of this place, I'm responsible, accountable. What happens in my property? What happens in my business? No, I can't control everybody's heart. I have a responsibility and accountability for this. And so I make decisions. They go a certain way. But to have this huge view of God when it comes back to risk taking,